This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first public briefing in several weeks on Friday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Vice President Mike Pence faced some tough questions about political rallies that both he and President Trump have attended.
CDC Chief Robert Redfield has said it for months and did so again today.
Stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible.
Minutes later, Pence was asked how that jives with indoor rallies.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States.
And even in a health crisis.
The American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted the Trump administration's efforts to scuttle the Affordable Care Act in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule in favor of Texas and a number of other Republican-led states in their challenge to overturn the law, which was passed some 10 years ago. That happens, more than 20 million people could lose health care coverage during the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is no legal justification for the challenge and no moral excuse for the Trump administration's efforts to take away Americans' health care.
130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions will lose ACA's life-saving protection. 23 million Americans will lose their health access to quality, affordable health care.
Pelosi is planning a floor vote next week on her bill that calls for an expansion of the Affordable Care Act. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Anxiety about an increase in coronavirus cases sent stock prices lower on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.84%. The S&P was down 2.42%. The Nasdaq fell 2.59%.